This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the Riddler, our ready love officer and junior. Here we go. Romero in Denver. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Romero in Denver writes, I went to my son's birthday party and my wife told me not to take any family pictures with my son's mom. I paid her no mind because it was my son's big day. She saw a lot of the pictures on Facebook and now she's mad at me. Why should I care? Okay, because you got to sleep with her, maybe? No.
That's a tough one, though. I mean,
yeah,
what a child is not supposed to have pictures with their parents. You got to let them have that. You kind of being real hard on them with that. You got to let them take the picture.
So
what's going to happen with graduation when the baby won't, you know, to take a picture with their mom and their dad? You shutting that down?
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Come on now.
You got to raise up. Yeah. Raise up. Junior boy. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Junior.
Don't ask me nothing. I'm just got married. I want peace. That's what I want. If you don't want the pictures with the baby mom, fine. We ain't taking the picture, baby. I just need peace.
At this point in your life.
He didn't set himself up for a whole argument. I won't do that.
Really? So when you're taking the picture, you're standing where and she's standing where?
I'm not in the picture. All you're going to see is a shoulder. If I'm taking the picture, you're going to see a shoulder.
Shoulderling.
Sorry, it didn't work out between us. I got somebody else. I moved on. Shoulder's all you get in this picture. I need peace.
Now look what you're doing to the baby. Man.
A shoulder and a left foot. That's all you're going to see. I know better than this. I know.
All right, moving on to Kevin in the Bronx. Kevin writes, I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years. She popped up at my house, so I told my side chick to get in the closet. She had to stay there for a few hours because my girlfriend would not leave. My side chick wasn't even mad. Should I be worried?
Now, see, I done been in a lot of closets. I done been in these situations back in my heyday. I understand it. I done been in some closets. I done been up underneath some beds.
And
it can get rough under there. Yeah, you never know how long you're going to be under there. You never know.
Hours.
Uh-huh. Yep. But, you know, a lot of people have snacks under their bed, though. A lot of people do. And it comes in handy at times like that.
Like these. Know,
moments like these, you need some chips. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Junior, yeah. Please.
I was the last two sentences. My side chick wasn't even mad. Should I be worried? What you need to do is ask Neo how this go. I don't have a clue.
Neo,
I know nothing about this.
He's in a poly
ask
relationship.
Ask Neo. Yeah. He got four.
Mm-hmm.
That's too many.
It is.
I don't know. When a woman's not worried, that's dangerous.
Yes, it is, baby. You best to believe it is.
She ain't worried. She saw another chick and she ain't worried. What is you doing?
He sat in the closet 3 hours.
Yeah.
But he counted all the jeans, all the shirts. You know how long she been in this?
What he was doing, Tommy? Counting what?
Counting jeans, counting shirts, counting shoes.
Louboutins.
That's crazy.
All right. Wow. All right. And she wasn't even mad. Yeah. Shy. This is from Shy in Kansas City. Shy says, I went on a third date with a guy and he told me to sit beside him in the booth so we can share our food. I was instantly turned off because I don't know him like that. Also, if I sat by him, we'd look like a couple. I think he's moving too fast. ... Right?
Yeah, I think it's a limit on before you can start putting your fork in my plate.
Before,
I think it's a limit on that. You're not
What you mean?
I got to check your dental records and stuff. We got a lot we got to go through.
Are you flossing?
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, that's nasty.
Well, yeah, she wasn't with it. Junior, what you think?
Well, my whole thing is I don't share food till day eight.
Day eight.
Until day eight.
You gonna have to be me a long time before I give you a piece of bacon.
So they got five more dates to go before
you stick your fork in my plate. Yeah, absolutely. Ain't no third date. And we sharing food already. First of all, third date, I don't even need you sitting next to me. I need you to sit across from me.
That's how she felt about it. Yeah. So now, though, you're cool with your wife, you and your wife sharing each other's food.
Me and Chris was together a whole year before she even knew I ate food. I was trying to save money. I wasn't feeding her a whole year. We go to restaurants. I kept pulling out snacks.
And she married you anyway.
Married me anyway. How I know she a keeper.
Well, you know what, Junior? That's what my husband said. That's what Tosh said. He said that's why he married me, because I was too expensive on these dates. He said, let me go ahead and marry her.
Absolutely.
Because she's robbing me blind.
Do you understand, Carla, how struggling of a comedian I was? I was only getting $250 a show. So I kept a honey bun. She'd be talking. I kept coming out with snacks.
At the restaurant, though.
Yeah, she'd be talking. She'd order food. We had Chili's, 2 for $30. She over there.
Every time you mention honey buns, I always say, do people still eat honey buns?
You know, a honey bun rapper loud. So every time she's talking, I pull out the honey bun and the rapper just crinkle. She heard it. She knew it. She said, you're not going to eat? I said, I'm good.
I got these snacks.
These $30 because I ain't making money.
But Tommy, you're still not into sharing food, though. You don't like that whole situation.
I don't like that. Jackie be doing that. I just order a whole nother entree. Let's just get one and we going to... If you just want to take, let's just, you know, you got yours, I got mine. We'll buy a third one. But all this
sharing.
Let me taste your rib out. Why? Why you didn't get a rib?
That's the whole thing about it, Tommy. You're absolutely right, because we had the same menu.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see on the menu why you didn't get what you wanted on the same menu?
See, that's
because we wanted taste. My wife started.
My wife started with, you get the fish and I get the steak. And
yeah,
then we'll
that's how I ordered.
No. Like this is not the plan. That's not what we're doing. No. You get what you want. You want surf and turf? Get surf and turf.
Y'all know y'all finna make us mad.
That's not good, though, because I order whatever I want on the menu because I like to taste. Whatever I want, that's what I order.
Me too.
Period. So,
one time, I didn't even have
I'm not such a cheap date.
I just had an appetizer, and she took half of that. That's what I knew I was mad. I had a Southwest egg roll. It came with two. I had one.
You can tell when they finna get in your plate when the food arrives and they look at your stuff. Oh, yours looks good.
It's over. That's kind of a bone of contention. Yeah,
and you know what, Tommy? They don't never reach in your plate till they got a witness. I've noticed that. The waitress always standing there when they... I knew it.
So you can't act up. Yeah.
So I can't say nothing.
Nope. Just be quiet.
I know a couple got into an argument over some rice at Papa Do's. I ain't lying to you.
Over some rice?
Why you ain't get your own damn rice? Now I told you every time we come in here, you do this.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Ritalo and Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.